Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill.
The Tar Heels wanted to see how they'd play without Trimble. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. And they played and played and played in one of the longest, lousiest games we might see this season. Final score, UNC 89, Radford 74. But the other numbers were much worse. The teams combined to fire 135 shots at the basket, made 49 of them for about 35%. The long balls were worse, making 15 for 61 for about 24%. They committed 55 fouls and shot 80 free throws, one reason why the game lasted 2 hours and 20 minutes. Neither team shot better than 63% from the line. They each had 30 points in the paint and total 19 fast break points in a game where everybody was running around fast. They had 98 rebounds, another reason the game was so bad. The Heels played everyone on scholarship except for Seth Trimble, whose post-surgery cast on his left arm looked bigger than expected, and his latest reported return date is 6 to 8 weeks, probably not sooner. The data showed that Hubert Davis split up the 200 minutes between the white team and the blue team with only 22 minutes for Caleb Wilson, who sat out about 5 of the first half with 2 fouls, but still posted his first college double-double, 13 and 14. Luka Bogabak started for Trimble and played the most with team highs of 31 minutes and 19 points, plus 5 assists and 2 steals. He'll be a permanent starter. He does way more than score. With some early foul trouble, Hubert used a scrambled egg substitution pattern, sometimes looking like a fire drill, where almost everyone had their moments. Henry Vessar had 18 points, 7 rebounds, and a couple of dunks going hard down the lane. Jaron Stevenson returned from a small ankle tweak to score 15 points, 10 free throws, and also get 7 rebounds. Kyan Evans posted a decent line of 24 minutes, 3 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists, and a steal. Derek Dixon saw 18 minutes, spelling Evans, and they played a few possessions alongside each other. The duo of Jonathan Powell and Jaden Young put in 32 minutes. They combined for 10 points and 5 rebounds, and both can play in Trimble's spot along the perimeter. Everyone was hustling and helping each other up when they occasionally hit the floor. Zaden High and James Brown are there if anyone else gets hurt or into foul trouble. In fact, all the pieces are there once the glue, Trimble, gets back on the court. Putting them together like the fluid second half versus Kansas would be the goal. For the Tar Heels, 3-0 have scored in double figures in all 3 games this season. UNC is bearing down on 500 wins in the Smith Center and has a chance to win the first 5 games at home since the last time, more than 100 years ago. True, look it up. This is Archansky. See ya.